This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As far as I'm concerned, brothers and sisters, 2015 is way too late to have had this statement released. I don't understand why it took so long, and this is a no-brainer. This should have been done from the very beginning in our masajid. And the fact of the matter is, yes, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, we saw the reality of how it was, but that doesn't mean it has to be reality to how it is or how it's going to be. And it's about time that we understand that our sisters are our twin halves. This is a hadith. Our Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا النِّسَاءُ شَقَائِقُ الرِّجَالِ, that women are the twin halves of men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ, the believing men, the believing women, they are supporters and helpers of one another. We simply cannot as a community deprive half of our community from coming to the holiest place in the world, and that is the masajid. Now, brothers and sisters, very simple. Now there are, and let's be honest here, there are some strands of Islam, there are some interpretations of Islam that do encourage their women to not go to the masjid. And there are some sisters as well who think that they are closer to Allah by praying at home. My position is very clear. You know what? That's an individual decision of a woman to make. If she does not want to come and she thinks she's closer to Allah praying in her home, that's her prerogative. But the masjid, the board, the imam, the community cannot make that decision. That's none of their business. The community has to be open to everyone to come to the masjid. Now, a particular person chooses, for whatever reason, that's their interpretation, that's their business. But it is not the role of the community or the masjid board to interfere. And therefore, I am 110% behind this initiative. And alhamdulillah, it's about time. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.